phase and getting continued holiday year, Hetov Shalom, 10th May 1st, 1979, on Tuesday after Pesach.
Also require. Wir sind nicht mehr darüber nachher. Rabbonen und die Tiken. Rabbonen und die Tiken hochhecken die Schultin und der ist nur oben. Die haben beutliche Chire Leute. Die haben beutliche Chire Leute 15 Millionen. Oh. Wir können Geld im Achscherin und nach Filin bis Mann. So the question is, what's about Geld? Die Gemore says only because of the Takonem, Shisham, ich habe was Achim, Shisham, Peres. Otherwise, a Geld without money at all would be kosher. And then the Gemara says that didn't have for Dakonis Chachomim. So it's only possible if there is no Zman, but suppose just the year is mentioned, it's not mentioned which month, it's not mentioned which day, which hour, so it's kosher even with Rabbanon. But the Rishon Lechatchila is required by everything. So he says, V'chein ged imachsherinon, afiloim bizman mahaita kamtehu. Do we be on the Rishon Lechatchila? Kidn di shriche tuve, ki doyes val vois, vi ishkei av yad chachomim laasis, mishum vichol vi mikadeish, adayte de rabonon ka mikadeish, uve hai get af kiinu rabon vi gdushim imi. Vi chayim vi mikadeish bishta, lo ibino shiri ezman koso bishta, ma hai tani. So yes, the kashi. So why is get kosher without tuvishis akiris, without zman? And it's possible with Rabbonon, but with Rabbonon, it, as long as you have a general's man, what here, even though you don't have all the traditions of Kires, so it's still kosher. So he says, for the same reason, Mishimibune, so Akim Rabbonon Mishimibune. So that means that a get, let's say, that the get that does not specify the EZA, and he just mentions which year, so it's kosher in Rabbonon. So why is it kosher in Rabbonon? Because of Abkin Rabbonon Bishmei. It's a very strange Chiddush when you look at Jesus. So the Melech, but we see that some Mishayim do apply this Aloche, that this Takones Chachomim, that the Momenes do not require Krishna Chira, they apply it to get those. So the Melech, we can understand the Shita of the Ritu. Why the Ritva? On one hand, the Ritva says, if it's famished related, it's a sheker. So if it's a sheker, so then it should be possible without recourse to the hefsid of Peres. And then it says that the Shimon will be made that if it's famished related, which involves a sheker, so then it is possible because of the hefsid Peres. Why should it be possible with the Raisa? But according to what the Yitzhak says, So whatever the same longness that we have to say in the Ramban, so we have to say in the Mitzvah too, that once the Chachomim won the Sakim, that the Nemomenes and Geh doesn't require Trisha Ochtire, doesn't require Trisha Ochtire, so in Mele it becomes an irrelevant fact, and if an irrelevant fact, so it becomes like Dikes, so we don't say but it's still possible. Why is it possible? Because of the Hefsed of Peres. That's what I have to say in the middle. But according to all the other Rishonim, who are here with the Ramban, So then we have to say, now Teisus is also chelik al Rambam. Teisus shita is like the Rambam, that even after the Takone, that the Mormons do not require this Yochjer. But if there is a Choshev, then it's possible. So the Meile, the Pshat in Teisus here is, because they're not allowed to sign. Why aren't they allowed to sign? Because of the law of Misandra Achacha. But in the Ritva, we have to say that the Ritva agrees with the Shidaram. Now, there is a very important Rabchai on that Mukhezi. Because that Mukhezi is an astronomical Chiddush. So in other words, according to the Yisef, all the that have no Zman, so our only kosher, we are only kosher prior to the Takone of Zman, or even after the Takone of Zman. But suppose it doesn't have all the dishes of Tiras, Mezi Yen, Mezi Shom, and which Tar has Mezi Shom? Which Tar has Mezi Shom? So we can say that since in case we show Yisrael Yerushalayim, so the mele in Ishtar, so we conform to the drishes of Kires, of the Reise, the drishes of Kires, even without mentioning the hour. But the Gemara says, even if you don't mention the day, even if you don't mention the month, even if you don't mention the year, you just mention the Shmite. Which Shmite? That has such a wide scope, such a wide range. So it's kosher. Because Hanuman, as the Gemara says, Mishavua de Kameyum, Shavua de Basrei. Shavua de Kameyum, Shavua de Basrei. So it's kosher even with Rabbanon. So why is it kosher even with Rabbanon? Because Akin Rabbanon is Shavua. On the basis of Akin Rabbanon. So Reb Chaim is a kashe. Alright. That is alright by yet. How about the Shavua? How about Shtar Shikur? So the Gemara in Yevamah says that Shtar Shikur, so it's also requires Zman Mirabon. But on Mirabon, Midrash says it's kosher without Zman. But Varteo Echad in the Momenez Echad in the Poshet Zvechad Rishokhiyah. But Hachon Yom Misak Yitin Rivlom. So how can it be Ezer Chirus? So you'll say Migeyevet also because they have Kabez Nefka. That's all right in regard to the Afkoes Kiyum Momen the Lord has in Devet. But how about the Kiyum Yisra? It's not shy to say have Kabez Nefka. So Bishlim by Geyevet we say Afkin Rabon Bishlim. But how about Shtar Shechut? Alright. Vini Bishlim Ezer Dachlam Dveiz. It's very important, very basic Rabchaim. Hine Israel da fa de vez ise u tabach ot tiksha mas nis sto khiva mit dem psul na bkhoyim she vi sa dai do bin dusho khina mi khol ma mai she ri o ma khamin et va te ra khod mo mezakh mi fo she dusho khina she na mish bedakh yo khen u ma ta mo khod ni mo mo nes bin dusho khira she do az vlog vi kosho vi fize mi hot it na mi git dakh divo yes na lekhash di get che bizman it's the same kashe. If this is about kosher, because there are also mitraise, the same kashen in Kiesmet. There are also mitraise in the Drish of Kire. We can name this man, I get possible to the Teo, but my in a part mamza, uch lo hikshas is an in Kies. We tell it's mishu dafkin rabon bishne. Vakate kosher, we can say, no, the Omar, the more we get in, the matik, the man we get in for some, the Chesem, the Pire, we kosher, but we mitraise in the man, we should Drish of Kire. So the Kies will say, once the Chachomi were misaking Afkin Rabon Dishmanei, so later on, in other words, there were two takones, and the takone of Afkin Rabon Dishmanei is a relatively takone of Dume, and the takone of Zman Begitin is a relatively takone of Mechertz. This is what the Mekeis will say. V'chein Koshe, מהוד יצא בלבום את החמדה למשל, הוא שלא יתיק לו זמן, משום דרישה יחש תקון יש המלחת משום פרק, וכושה, דערכת אלו דרעי סבילו זמן, משום דרישה יחקיר. So the Gemara said the Yevomes that Shtar Gushin doesn't require any Zman. The Chachom Monat Misake, Zman, in Shtar Gushin. But, so, the question is, but with Reise, so we can give the Teretz, here the Chachom, because the coming more misakim that he doesn't require. So then we have no kasha. So she becomes mikdeshes midrabbanan. I mean, there it's not so difficult. V'chei kasha b'hod yise shom di b'shtar shichol b'nei zman. Weil mit Reise bin es Mann mich frisch auf Kirche. Wie im Kehlu Ewe, gomm mit Reise von Gorov. Und wo mich eigentlich der Russisch am Gehese, mich im Dach ging nur Rabon und Abdes mei. Da alle in Gamach ging nur, und ich hoffe, ich habe auch gerade die Zeuge Tschicho. So, Efka besen Efka für die Pleite, die Kinder Momen, und nach der Kinder Nieser. So mit Meile, ich should have the same thing like Machgerabde. Machgerabde ist ja so eine Chöre Zeuge Tschicho. And here, if we have a ishtashicho without zman, without real zman, so then it doesn't even require ishtashicho. We name it. That kim rabbanu l'avdes mei, moshe lo evet meimo, in kein et kam gerus klau, talagi ratzim rak mishim avdus, v'lo yushe yisroel. So what would we say? Since there is a keach of being mafkia the momnes, so maybe the chachomim certainly have a keach to be mafkia with mafkia the kinyan momin, that the odin head at the very acquired in the eved at the very outset, then the chachomim have a keach, and then we cannot ask. So, but the kinyanisa should not be pokah, because this halacha that a mafkia abdi yotzal chayu the tzol the chichu is only shayach where the kinyan moment is pokam kanu hab, like mafkir arti. When somebody is mafkir and a kinyan, so it's not mafkir the kinyan moment in mafkaya, it's only mafkir the kinyan moment that all the hairs in kanu hab. So that means that up to the moment of hefkir, so he had the kinyan moment. So now the kinyan moment is pokam as a result of the hefkir, so for the kinyan is the remains. Masha'im kein if the chachomim, would be Mafkia, the Kinyan Momen that Odin acquired in the Eved from the very outset, so then the whole Avdus would be Poka. So the whole Avdus would be Poka, because at the very outset, one cannot become an Eved, Bikdusha's Gufe, and be the Kinyan Nisa and Odin, if it's not coupled with the Kinyan Momen. If originally the Eved acquired the Kinyan Momen, and then the Kinyan Momen is Poka, so the Kinyan Nisa doesn't remain. But suppose someone, a Nochi, an Evedor, would decide to be this guy of Shimabus, and he would say, I only want my Odin to have a Kinyan Nisa on me. I don't want my Odin to acquire at the time of the Tefillah, when he's stable in Shimabus. So he'll say, I don't want my Odin to acquire in me a Kinyan Momen. That couldn't be happened. If, at the very outset, the Odin acquired a Kinyan Momen and the Kinyan Nisa, and then the Kinyan Momen is Poka, so the Kinyan Nisa remains. But at the very outset, for the Eved to become an Eved with just the Kinyan Nisa and no Kinyan Momen, that's not Shaila. That's not Shaila. We name it that Kinyan Rabbanu Abus make which will Eved Meimom in Kinyan Kangeus Flav. So then he should be considered as a goy with Mafreya. That will be as we like Hashem Abdus below Hashem Yisroel. Because of the Kabbalah says Mitzvahs, Hanei Agim be Yisroel, below Yiba Avodim, we can be Kageus Chosalei, Hodu Hashem Yisroel, we can have Abdus in Kageus Kvar. It's a very strong question, can you please? Now, but we have to give it parents. This is a very strong kasha. From Gdushin is no kasha, so the Chachomim are misake that ishtar that has no zman, she should be mikdeshes. So in Chalame Midraise, she is not mikdeshes, she is not an eshishish, but in Rabbonon she is mikdeshes. The kasha is from Avdus, from Evet Nan. So then, Reb Chaim gives it terms. Reb Chaim says that, but that's not the shita of Mugezi. So Reb Chaim says that the whole halacha, that the whole halacha of trishis of kires is only shayach when there is a requirement of kabbalah seis. Pa'in is balpe. So if two eidim will just testify in the street, shalom b'tnivez, without kabbalah seis, does it have any significance? Nothing. So the halacha is that ides can only be mivareir if it's miskaber to best. If Bezdin examines the ides, and the Kabbalah says this, if Bezdin examines the ides, is Davish Echekia. So Mimele, then the ides is in mivareir. So when is the halacha of Trish Yochtire that the ides have to say, Beziyin, Bezisho, Bezishono, Bezishnite, Bezimokin? By it is Baalpeh, where there is a aloche of Kabbalah Seidus. So, that's the Kabbalah Seidus. What is Kabbalah Seidus? How does Bezin, how is Bezin the Kabbalah Seidus? Here we call it cross-examining the witnesses. But that's Kabbalah Seidus. In other words, how is Bezin the Kabbalah Seidus? By asking the Eidim, Bezin, Bezin, Shor, Bezin, Moki. And the Eidim answer. That's the Kabbalah Seidus. Mashaikim Bashta, Beshta, when there is aloch of a Maxim Bashta, Nasikim Shinaki Oidusom, Bibesn, Nasikim Shinaki Oidusom, Bibesn, so then there is no aloch of Trishokire, Midrais, there is no aloch of Trishokire. So the Mele, it's not difficult as to why the Gemara says that Midrais again doesn't require Zman. Because Midrais, no Ishta requires Zman. Because Trish Yochtire is a aloha in Kabbalah Seides, but Shtar there is a special Trasakosub of Shtores, so it's not subject to the requirement of Kabbalah Seides. So there is no aloha of Trish Yochtire, no of Trish Yochtire. Oh, so then, why does Gemara ask Kikashu Tamecho, Shtorachiv Amudom Psulim, Vamuchorim Sherim? So the question is, so what kind of mikashi is it in the Gemara? The Gemara didn't tell it because with Rabbonon, so it took down the law. But Shtores, there is no requirement of Trish Yochtire. So Reb Chaim says it's a very simple thing. Because Trish Yochtire, so there are two halachas. First of all, the Beis Din is obligated to be Deva Shechik HaDeini and to find out from them Beis Yeh, Beis Yishor, Beis Mokhi. And then the aloha with the Rashi Bechakato also implies that whatever the Eidim say in these items, Bizei, Bizishor, Bizmokim, all the information that Eidim give in these Shevach Jeres, in these seven items of these seven items of information become an integral part of the Agode. Become an integral part of the Agode. So in Mele, by Shtores there is no requirement. There is no requirement of Drish Yochtire. But when they do say, so then it becomes an integral part of the Agode. So the Mele, and if it's not correct, so the Mele, so it's English about Mikhtos, about Lapulo. That's the Gemara's question. Oh. So the Gemara says, so it didn't tell it no. So then the question arises, So the question is, Bishloim, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban says, so Bishloim, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban says that the Takone of Shalitim Gerov Milov implied that even if there is a kosher, so it's still kosher. So then we can understand as to why. But according to the Rambam, that even after the Takone, so without Drishus of Tires in a moment is kosher. But if there is Drishus of Tires and it's Mukhesh, if there is a Koshe, then it's possible even after the Takone. So Mele, now the Kashe will be more rewards. So according to the Rambam, we have to say that the Rambam shita is that if there is a koshi even after the Takone, so it's possible. So when the Gemara, so what was the teretz of the Gemara? So then according to the Rambam, we have to say that the reason is why Shtorechiv Amuchorim is Kshirim is because Meucher is not considered a koshi. Meucher is only considered like no way this, now knows man, because it's not, it doesn't give the accurate man. But Akhoshe, it's not considered. So then the question is, so why does Gemara ask from Shtori Achiv HaMuchorim is Ksheirim? Why does Gemara ask from Shtori Achiv HaMuchorim is Ksheirim? No, the reason as to why Shtori Achiv HaMuchorim is Ksheirim is because Miuchel is not considered Akhoshe. So it's considered like Nozman. And by Shtores, there is no requirement of vision of Keres. So Reb Chaim gives the Teretz, he says as follows. That's because of the Rambam Shit, according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, so the Takonis Chachomim implied that even if there is a caution of Vishnu of Keres, it's still kosher, so the Gemara is kashe. So then the Gemara is kashe was two stories do not require drishes of kireh, but a kosher, if there is a kosher in the drishes of kireh, so then it should be bottom. So why is Miucha kosher? There is a kosher, so it should be in the Shvot Mitzvot Shvot Yekulo. So then the Gemara is telling us, according to Rambam, that it's kosher mid Rabono. Because of the law, but according to the Rambam, so even after the Takana, if there is a Koshe, so it's possible. So then we have to say that Miucher is not considered Mukhesh. It's only considered like Nozman. So what kind of Kashe is Gemara ask? According to the Rambam, Shtorechim HaMachor Mishkshirim, but with the Raisi we require the Shochkire, but we do not require the Shochkire by Shtorez. So Reb Chaim says, that's the Rambam Nishitos. Now, the Shittas Rambam means that all Shtores is only Midravon. Why Midraise? There is no din of Shtar. Every Shtar is possible. Let's see Shtar Roy. Midraise is possible because it's in Pixoma. So why is Shtar Roy kosher? Because of his special, of his special Takon Chachomi. Also because of Shalit Tino Delz Benelov. Now, the Rambam is the Kashm. Against the Rambam, how can the Rambam say that all Shtores is only with Rabbonon? So Bishle Mishtori Momenov, I can't come as an Evka. How about Get? How about Shtar Dushin? How about Shtar Shifu? So Reb Chaim gives a very simple direct. And he says that just as the Rambam holds that Shtores is a special Zerzakosu, so the Rambam also is made the Shtores is a special Zerzakosu. How does the Rambam answer the Kashi? How can Shtar be kosher, but it's mipik sovom? So Bishlein according to Rav Netan. Rav Netan shita is that mipik sovom only implies that a mute person cannot testify. But if someone is not mute, he is able to testify orally, but instead of coming to Bezdin and testifying orally, he sends in a letter to Bezdin, and there he puts in his testimony, so then it is kosher, according to Rav Netan. But according to Rashi, so the Pixolim implies that even someone who is not mute. So, but if he sends a Geras Libesdin, so then it's not a good agode, it's not a valid agode. So the question is, the Ramban himself held that Kashi. So how are Shtores? Okay. So the Ramban says, because Shtores is special with Zakosu, because we say Lom Chasei, so it's a special with Zakosu. So the Rambam is also made that Shtores is a special Zasakosim. But the question is, the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban is in regard to the definition of Shtores. What is the definition of Shtores in Raisi? So the Rambam says the definition of Shtar in the Raisi consists in Nasim Dasam Israel. So Meir, when do we say that it's in Pixovom? If let's say Reuven, two Edim saw that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and Reuven didn't tell the Edim to execute the Shtar, to sign the Shtar, but the Edim who observed the envoy, they themselves wrote a letter to Bez in which they stated that they saw the envoy that Reuven made from Shimon, then it's in Pixovom. But if Reuven tells the two Edim, I want you to execute the Shtar, to sign the Shtar, Nasit Tzavit, Nasit Tzavit Israel, then it has a Chalishim Shtar. And Shtar, is not subject to the Xerza Kosen in Pixovom. Only non-Shtar is subject to the Xerza Kosen in Pixovom. But not Shtar. What is Shtar according to Ramban? If it's Nasit Tzavit Israel. The Rambam Shite is also like Rambam. The Shtores are accepted from the Xerza Kosu of Mipi and Rumpik Solom. But according to the Rambam, Midraisi Shtar is only that which affects the kinyan, like dushin, shtamatone, shichu, get, but shtori alvoy, that is only l'raye ba'ome, midranse, it doesn't have a chalut nishta. So in other words, al-pidin, midranse, shtar is only, of course, a shtar has to be nasim dasam ischayim, but only if there is an ischayim in kinyan, where through the shtar, a certain kinyan is affected, let's say shtamatone. So the title in the sode is transferred through the shtar. Or let's say get, so she becomes divorced through the shtar, or she becomes married through the shtar. Or shicho, he becomes liberated through the shtar. Mashalim kin shtar alvoye. So even if it's nasim dasam ischayev, midraisi doesn't have a chaliz nishtar. So, but only midrabono. Only with Rabbono. So the Meile, the Gemore, as the Kashi, Shtorechiva, Mechorim, is Ksherim. Shtorechiva, so Shtorechiva, Mechorim, is Ksherim. It means Shtore Alvoye. So why should it be Kosher? After all, there is Aloha and Miksobom. So what do we say? But Shtores are Mufke of the Aloha of Miksobom. Shtores are accepted from the requirement of Miksobom. Because of any machzum ashtar ashtar zu bezin, that is only if it has a chaliz din shtar mit reise. Mashiach ishtar rai does not even have a chaliz din shtar mit reise, only mit rabbonon. So the mele they are not accepted from the requirement of drishes of tires. So the mele ishtar rechim amuchorim, even though miuchel is not a choshe, but there is no zman, and mit reise he doesn't have a chaliz din shtar in shtarai, only shtar kire is a chaliz din shtar. So why is the chilling? So the Gemara says because of Shalitina Udeles, because of Shalitina Udeles Bifnilo, because of Shalitina Udeles Bifnilo. Anyway, so this is what Reb Chaim says. I mean, now this is very important. So then we have to say, so Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, that even the definite akone, so even makhoshim brishis of tiras in kosher, so then we can say that the kasher of the Gemara is shtorechim amochorim is ksherim because there is akhoshim. So true shtores, there is no requirement of brishis of tiras, and according to Rambam, even shtaraye is a chaliz nishtar mit reise. Because it doesn't have Mishraya. So, but Miyucher, according to Ramban, is considered a kosher. So, that the Gemara is kosher. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, no. That it's kosher, I mean, Rabbonon, she's doing it from. According to the Ramban, that even after the Nakone, so a kosher is possible. So then we have to say that Miyucher is not considered a kosher. Miyucher is just considered like Nozman. Knows man. So what is the kasha of the Gemara? Because shtoreraye true by shtores, there is no requirement of rishuch kire. That is only by shtores that the chaliz nishtar mit reise. Mashiach shtaraye does not have the chaliz nishtar mit reise. So mele it should be accepted from the requirement of rishuch kire. So why shtorechil amuchorin sheirin true? It's not a koshe. So we cannot say in shibat mitzvos about the pulo, but it's like Nozman, so mele there is no drishes of tires, and since it does not have a chaliz din shtar mit reise, so mele it's not accepted from the requirement of drishes of tires. So the Gemara says, the Rabbono, it doesn't require drishes of tires.
According to Niki Yosef, who says that the reason for get meucher is good is because the Rabbanon, the makinin kedushin minay.
No, the Kinyan doesn't discuss get miucher. Whether get miucher is kosher lagamre or not is a machlekes l'shem. The discusses a get shein bizman klal, or a get that has his man, but a very broad man, let's say beize shmite. So that does not conform to the requirement of beize yein beize shor. So it only conforms to the requirement of the takones chachomim. So why is it kosher? It should be possible in the Reise. So he gives the Teretz because Avkin Rabon Dishmei. Mukhiyisim doesn't discuss get miucher.
So then why didn't that, then according to that, the reason about Mishum Basa Chosu shouldn't work, because all he does is write a get stam, and it'll be Mavkiyah the Kedushin.
No, what do you mean? Basa Chosu, if he writes a get stam without, then it's possible. Only if he writes what here? If he writes that it's Tokshin Lamites. So the melee discussion, because he will not be able to protect her, he will not be able to protect her against any snooze that she committed in Topshin Lamites. So the melee it is
no, but he says it's Mafkinin Urban Kadushmine. So therefore they were never married.
All right, fine.
So then there's no snooze if they're never married, even if it happened before him, before they got the divorce.
In other words, if there is no zman.
If there's like the Tafshin Lamed test and she committed snooze in Tafshin Lamed test, so then.
All right, see, with Kasha. In other words, the Mora says that the reason is why we require zman is because of Shemir Chabal Vasachense, but before the Chachomim were Misakim zman, so then there was a Takonik Dumo. There was a Takonik Dumo that Afkin Rabon Lidushine. So any get that has no Zman, Monefshach, if the get has Zman, so then he will not be able to be Mechabe. In what case would he be able to be Mechabe if the get has no Zman? If the get has no Zman, so prior to the Takone, so then she was not in Shashish. She was not in Shishish, so she was not even Chayyavus Nise, if she was Mizanet, because if it had no Zman. So why were the Chachomim Misakin Zman? But if they wouldn't be Misakin Zman, and then he would be Mechape upon her, so then it would mean that she was never in Shishish Midraise, because Afkin Rabbonon Lidushimene, so she was not even Chayyavus Nise. So she shouldn't even be Mechuyeves Nise. So it's a very good kashi. It's a very good kashi. All right. Mit lematik lus mam begin. Now next is this. We motza le meima betkin lus mam kidei shetuch al lehim tzi o isho min abal mizene shalofso v'yochlo. Kidei zman akosu begin. Shal yuchal leima lo gerashticho meginim lachim. That she should be able to collect from the Baal all the mizenes, all the support that he is mechuyev to give her. Let's say, suppose there wouldn't be any zman. Suppose he didn't give her support for 6 months prior to the gerush. So she was, and she had to borrow money. So if there wouldn't be any zman, she wouldn't be able to collect all the mizenes that he had to pay her. Because the Baal will tell her, how do I know when you were divorced? Maybe you were divorced already 5 years ago. Mashinke, if there is man, so maybe in this man is, let's say, out of the recent option lamites. So the male, if the husband didn't give her any support in the months prior to Alav Nisan Tovshin Lamed Tes, so the Isha will be able to recover it. Back pay, money that was due to her before, so she'll be able to collect it. So maybe that's the reason as to why the Chachomim had to be Misakin Zman. So Teisa says, no, it wasn't necessary for the Chachomim to be Misakin Zman, because of mizenis. We more to remember that his man should be to him not bound mizenis. Shall also go look at his man across the gate. Shall you halim al? He rush to come again with him. The beloved of him and his shall car. Me get the boy that me is kito. Will he do she go show? Will he tip a terrain or at the tier to him or say? So in other words, even without man, if the Isha will say, I got divorced, let's say, I will be missing. Even though she appears and she presented the claim 6 months later on Tisha, But if she says it's already 6 months since I got divorced, so she's limited, even though the get doesn't tell him his mom, because she has a nigga. She could just hide the get, and she should come to Besdin, and she has a chaska seshishish. So then Besdin would force the Baal to give her the support. So now that she produced the get, and Besdin sees that she is Midrashis, but she says, I became Midrashis only, I became Midrashis only in Aleph Nisan Tovshin Lametes, but the 6 months before I was still married to him, so Mir is the menace, so it wasn't necessary. Vibyobi Abal in Misire, so Monefshah, and if the Baal will produce it in Misire, so then the Isha doesn't have a Nige, so then the Isha is protected because of the Misire. Another tarot as to why it wasn't necessary for the Chachonim to be misakin zman mishum mizenes, voi mishum mizenes voi tzrich misakin zman, כמו שפוריש על רבי יחם מסומך, ואפילו אין בזמן, יחילו אישו, ויבקש אלי מסירה, שיועידו בפני בז. So, as Stasis explains, this Gemara, that my רבי יחם אתם לא מתו שלוקיש, בסוף היה איש לבאו פרס, אשר נסינה. So, how does Stasis explain it? Not that every time an איש tries to collect, so every time the איש tries to collect, from Likuches, so she has to produce Eli Misire. No, she doesn't have to produce Eli Misire because we presume Beyim Shemichta Venechta Nimsa. But it wasn't necessary to Chachom to be Misakim because she can protect herself. The moment she gets the get, she can ask the Eidim that she should give her a certificate that she done this and this day. So she received, she at this and this hour, she received the get. Or she can guess best to give her a certificate. Alright. So Mimele says, Boy, you should say this, we're fully sacred man, we should force our dear me some of that you ain't this man, you will be, we should be back to the city, she will be the best, or any shall you miss Dalsha, the year to wish Tarach, Umiu, now the Bashar is Mechaket, but he doesn't have to be Mechaket, as the Bashar points out. Umiu, Shemo, he is Ratzo, he will be Sire, Lobe, he will be best. אוילים על העדים, ויכתפו משטר, אחר, שבאי-סי-אי נסגר שם. ועד הרבה, עוד היה זמן פה, אם מתפסד לזנה של הגדים, של הגיע של קצר הקסיד. But, so maybe this is not the Teretz, but the Teretz is, that the blood of Hanem and the Sisho, על כך, מי כדי בו יתת מנסגיד? All right. ואם תאים, ויגצ'יך עולמותית לו בזמן, די משום מה יצא יודו, ולא יזמן עמי יוכל לא בלבסת, ויכתבו לו שאין איזה אין נשתח, ואפילו למען דו אמר אידו בחסום המזוך לי, אין איזה יחד מה יצא יודו, ואין מקסיבה, כי משאין בזמן, ואין נכיח מתייכה, כמו עשה אין נכתה, כמו אי בשני שטורס, אני צמי מאחו, תאפילו לבאי, די אומר, אידו בחסום המזוך לי, זה שבסור התחיל לקונה, בפרק זה בי ראי, משמע דבאי, סור יותר בזה, דומד בסירי כעסה, הוא רב לזה, הכל כל זה שבסור התחיל לקונה, כאילו הוא חפרק משהו ינוסו, ואי לא משלים להבין את יוסי מזוך לי, אלא איך אין מוכח, מתייכן, ועדי, הוכה, בין בזמן כלל, so the question is, now the more rest is me vomit. That Geshichu also requires man. Why were the Chachomim misakim zman in Geshichu? So, as far as the Maisiyodo are concerned, so just as the Gemara says, that Alim Rabbi Yechonon, the Chachomim didn't have to be misakin zman on account of Peres, because Yesh Lubao Peres Mishasit Achas Nesine. And after Nesine, so then she can protect herself. So here too, the Maisiyodo, when do the Maisiyodo of the earnings of the Letnaini begin to become vested in himself after the Misiras Ashtar Shichu. The moment until the Misiras Ashtar Shichu, so the earnings of the Letnaini go to the Od. So Mele, subsequent to the Misiras Ashtar Shichu, so the Eved has a way of protecting himself. All he has to do, the moment he gets the Shtar Shichu, handed over to him by Jordan, he has to bring it to Besdin, and then Besdin will give him a certificate that on this and this day let's say Alan Greenstein, top Shilamit is, here we see the Shashir. So the Mele will be able to protect himself. So why did the Chachomim have to be Misakin's man? Weimari, the Tiknu's man, the Lahabit's man, Ponim Shoy, or the Meche Rabbi, for a king case of the Chicho Bloy's man. Voyoeve, or ever the Rabbi Shemi, Iserae Shishtamecha Shaloch, Kidin the Chicho, Sheeve to Muzik Batsme, while Kea Bola hates the men of Hashim, Abel Hoche, Habal Muzik Bloyish. So, in this case, we have a big finish. I once mentioned it, but at that time, I don't think that I pointed out the thesis as it. I, at the time, I think, mentioned the Ritva in Gittin Dachmel. In the Sugya, in Hingeshaw of Eilu, in Yisrael Mechesmo, the Rashba. So the Rashba mentions the Gemara in Vorobasre, the Fidale, Tavre di Yasmi, Vashtashiva. So the Rashba says that the Aloch of Taninen, of Psach Picholile applies only to the Nitva, not to the Tevea. So in Mele we explain the Rashba that the reason is why Vashtashichu there is no Aloch of Taninen because the Odin is the Meitzi. Why is the Odin the Meitzi? Because the Eved is Murzik Batzmi. So at that time I think I mentioned that the Ritva in Gittin Dachmel that the David is Moshe Batzmi, but actually I could have mentioned this thesis, but at that time it slipped out of my mind. This thesis says the same thing, that in case of Isofik, so who is considered the Murzek and who is considered the Meitzi? The David is considered the Murzek and the Odin is considered the Meitzi. Alright. Now Moshe Batzachay say, so you have to work shame is mad, but I'm going to eat knackers because it's shish. Wie hast du die Gausche, die sie gut schon von ihnen, weil da der aber gut mir das Schero, soll nie war lo ki sie hier ist sie. So die Morris says, so this is the cash. What was the cash of again the Morris? The Morris Abichen says here that if he get wouldn't have the man, if he get wouldn't have the man, so then the husband would be able to protect his wife against the daughter in case of adultery. Because suppose the woman is divorced, let's say Alabinism, she's divorced Alabinism, and then she committed adultery, let's say Alchof Tesbiodea, so she was still she's Hayabinism, and then she commits adultery Alchof Tesbiodea, in order to protect her he'll hasten to write it, and he'll give her alibis, and then if there is no Zman, so then when they even testify in Sanhedrin against her, she'll say, I already became divorced, and Chofchez the other, and actually she became divorced alibis. So that's why it was necessary to Chachomim to be Misake in Zman. So Tesis says the Kashi, but there is a Lochel between the Hazoke. So suppose there is no Zman. And if he testified that she committed adultery, Anchoftes Biodea, now it's Alabinism, and she will say that she received the get. She received the get, Chofchez Biodea, so she was a Pnuy at the time of this news, but there is a Locha between Achazoke. So she had an original status quo of a Shishish. So, and the aloha of the Chazoki is that even when the Chazoki is Zuron Faneinu, even if we know that the Chazoki terminated, but the question is, did it terminate a week ago or did it terminate today, this morning? So we say that it terminated the last minute. So you should say on the basis of that Chazkashish that it terminated the Lahore of Nisim, and since this news was committed after this order, so she should get Nisim. That's Thesis Kash. So Thesis gives two thoughts. One thought is, so Kibishi Kusha Lufaneinu, so Mele, we don't rely on Chazok. But, come with the words, that even when it's Hura Lufaneinu, so we still rely on Chazok, okay? We still rely on Chazok, okay? So the answer is, that's an Isur, but not in the Fashis. So we explained it. I think that we explained that, I mean, before Pesach. Because in Chazoke there are two halachas. First of all, Chazoke can be Ibiru. When can Chazoke be Ibiru? Only there is no race Lefaneinu. But if it's Ures Lefaneinu, so then it's not Ibiru. If, let's say, the question arises, there is a certain woman who is married, we know she got married 5 years ago, and then we raise the question, maybe she got divorced within the last 5 years, so we rely on Chazok. Then in such a case, Chazok is a bill. Because we do not have to be chayishish. Maybe the status quo changed. Masha'in came if
so that we rely on Chazoke. And even if we see that the nega was reduced, So we still say that the time the doors closed 7 days before, so the nega was not reduced. Even though now we see that the nega is reduced. Because it's a din that we are tailing the hazok. That's like also Mashenikin to give reset. So sacred law hazok is only when there is a hazok of bill, but not the hazok of din. So when it's not wrong for Neinu, then we have the bill of Hazoke. But when it's wrong for Neinu, we only have the din of Hazoke. So it's effective in Isurim, not in Ephoshes. This is what it says. Veid Adarabe, Eik Medrashas Kshiro, Shalimivalo Kishishishish. And then Teisa says, according to the second Teretz, there isn't even the Hazoke of din. According to the first Teretz, we don't have to say that the second Teretz is Chilik and the first motion and holds that where there is a chazoke of din, then we can meet out in Foshes. It's not mistaken. But the second motion is an additional talents. Not that it's chilik on the first motion, but the first motion assumed that we do have a chazoke of din. The second motion says we don't even have a chazoke of din here. We wouldn't even rely on it in Isurim either. Why? Because we have two conflicting chazokes. One against the other. In other words, because on one hand we have the status quo, the Hazok and Mikora, Mishin Chesed Shish. On the other hand, we have the Chesed Kashas, that she's not such a putze. I mean that she should be Mizanez and Shish, even though to be Mizanez it also involves putzes. But in David, so it seems that the first motion when he says so that it implies that we do have a chazok yavidin, but it's not a chazok yavidin. But the question is, we don't even have a chazok yavidin because there is a conflict between two chazokes. On one hand we have the Cheskas, the Chazok Mikor Vishishish, and on the other hand we have the Cheskas Kashres of the Isho. So apparently, and there is such a Shita Sarishin, apparently the first motion assumes that when can we apply the Aloche of Cheskas Kashres if the question is whether the woman is a Putze or a Tnui. So then we say Cheskas Kashres. But if we know she's a Putze, But the question is, what kind of a putze? Of what extent putze? Then we cannot apply the aloche of Cheskas Kashras. There is such a shitation for better things. So apparently, that's the 2 days in the taste of the sea. Kishlok is Peretz. Kidishitaino yisho mosai nichtam yachtam. Vlitavzi peiris achas nisine. Vintema get miuche li fosom aitaime. Uvifeiri get poshut. מוחר מכושר, ויאמר, כת מכושר שכוס ועיד, אוכל תהיה כושר, מפני שיוכל לעשה איסי פושוט, ויוז יהיה מאוחר, ומכושר אמרין הוסם, מולחשון אומנו לשתיים, ואחשו, יימנו בזמן הכוס ובי, כדין פושוט שלא יועידו, לתחלוץ את מכושר אומנו. תחכום עמו, מסעקי, a get mikusha. What's the purpose of a get mikusha? Because of the kehanim who are kaisanim. From this is the origin of the maxim that the Kayan is a Kaisan. That Gemara, but it doesn't mean that Kayanim were any more Kaisanim than the Israelim. But for everybody is a Kaisan. But for Israel it didn't create a problem. For Kayanim it created a problem. So Gemara mentioned there are a number of Kaisanim who when they lost their temper against their wives, so they went to Beis Din and they immediately tell the Sefer to write a get and even to sign it, and then in a very short time they divorced their wives, and then when their temper cooled off, so they were sorry, but there was nothing they could do because even Kusha Sa'i came is also Mikush. So because of that, the Chachomim were misaking that I get Mikusha. I get Mikusha means, first of all, you write a line and then you fold it and then you sew it with stitches and then on the outside you 1/8 science, then you write another black line, and then you fold it, and then you stitch it again, and then on the other folding outside, another eight signs, and then a third eight has to sign. It has to have a minimum of 3 8 Gefen Kusha. So that requires a lot of work. I mean, it's not such a simple thing to write a Gefen Kusha. So mainly within the time, and that became the regular routine to execute Ishtam, a get mikusha, rather than Ishtam, a get kusha. Even though there was never a halacha requirement that when one divorces his wife, he must resort to the execution of a get mikusha. But that was a practice. So the chachomim were misaki get mikusha. And by get mikusha, so the practice was, now when they wrote this man to the melech, Bizman Chazal, they used to write Bizman to the Melech, what year of the reign of the Melech it is. So the practice was that Molach Shono Meino Lishtayim, if it was the first year of the new Melech, so in the Get Mikusha it was written that it was the second year. If it was the second year, so it was written it was the third year. So then Teisa says, Sikashe, Shloki says, Mishim Pele is So Mele, the Mishneh Ishvin says, Shtorechein v'amuchor im Yisheir, Shtorechein v'amugdom im Shur, Shtorechein v'amuchor im Yisheir. So, and so Tesis assumed that since even though the lotion of the Mishneh Ishvin is Shtorechein, but it applies to all Shtores, to get isho, so that he get a get isho, miyucha, a post date zman. So is kosher, why should it be kosher? Now, according to Rish Lakish, so the Baal becomes divested of the schus of Peres, as of the chsime, so mele, suppose the chsime took place out of the nisim, but it's miyucha. And this man is mentioned, let's say, the 5th of Tishri, 6 months later. So when did the Baal become divested of the Peretz? As of Alubinis? As Alubinis. So does he have the authority to sell Peretz to Rikeach after Alubinis? No. But he'll keep on selling the Peretz after Alubinis for 6 months. From Alubinis until Rosh Hashanah. He'll keep on selling the Peres, and then the Isha will receive the get out of Nisim. But then, if she'll try to collect it, let's say, half a year later, sometimes she can't collect it immediately the same day that he sells it. You know, before this man took place, before it's Hetishvah. So the Mele, if she'll come to collect in Cheshven, so then the Likuches will tell her, your husband sold it to me long, long before the Shtar. He sold it to me in Nisan, on the second of Nisan, and he wouldn't know that the get was Nimsa, on our Nisan. So he says, so Vintema get Yuchea, it doesn't make any difference. And even if the get wouldn't be Nimsa, and Alav Nisim, suppose the get would be Nimsa at the end of Elul, or in Tishrei. But according to Rish Lakish, that the Baal becomes divested of Peres as of the Chsime. So even if the Misire will take place 6 months later, so the Baal, it became divested of the Peres as of Alav Nisim. But when she produces the Shtar and this man is Hei Tishrei, so then everybody will think that the Eidim signed it on Hei Tishrei, when in fact the Eidim signed it Alav Nisan 6 months before, so she'll sustain such a big loss. So a get miucha should be possible. You tell the miucha it was not time to be kosher, miucha be kosher, don't get mikusha. So how do we know that a get mikusha, that get miucha is kosher? Maybe it's possible. Maybe when the Mishnah in Shvi says shtorechil amuchorim is kshevim, it only has reference to shtorechil, shtorechimomim, but not to get. So he mentions right. The Omar get mikusha she kosher hidof tir kosher shiyoch lasis it possible. Because you were mucha, the mikosha ramin hosom, molach shono, main mishtai, the achsha kimu, mizmana kosovay, kidim poshu, shalayim is lost in the kosha oil. ואימרי דמיוחר אין הבעל מפסיק פרש משסכסים אלו משס הזמן דהירו לגרש אפילו נוסנו לאותר ונגרש נחולן עד הזמן. So the real mention is very big finish that by get miyuchea, so Rishlokish will be made there that the Baal does not become divested. Let's say the get was signed on our knees, but this man is hittish for 6 months later. So when will the Baal become divested of the payers? Only as of this man, only as of hittish, and until hittish he will still have payers. He will still have payers. He will still have payers. Why? The holy garage, after no small amount, we not give a whole other man. So two chidushim are mentioned by them. Number one, chidush number one is a chidush in the deraisi. Chidush number two is a chidush in the drabah. The chidush in the deraisi is that if a husband executes a get on our knees and they him silent on our knees and the get is nimsa to his wife and our knees, everything. But this man that is mentioned in the get is Heitish 6 months later. So the woman will remain in Ishishish until Heitish. What's this story? Tesis doesn't give any story, but we can understand this story. Because the effectiveness of the get is, the Gerash takes effect as a result of the Hagodah of the Eidiyaget. Of the Eidaket. So in Mele, the Eve, when Ishtar has Eidim, and it has man, so then the Hagodah of the Eidim relates to that man. If the Get has this man of Eidish, and what does the Get say? Haria, tell us the Lord. In other words, I divorce. He divorces his wife. So the Eidim, the Yechsime testify, in effect, that the Agode, that this husband divorces his wife, that's a get. That's the purpose of the get. And even, so in other words, the Eidim, the Yechsime in effect testify that the husband divorced his wife. When did he divorce? So if the get is Yozman, so then the Yechsime just testify that the wife is divorced as of the time when the get is nine. But if the shtar has man, so even though the get was nimsa to her analogous, but we do not say that the Yechsime testified that she was divorced analogous just because she produces the get analogous. Since it has his man, so that means that the Hagodah of the Eidim is that the woman was divorced on Hittish. So until Hittish, there was no Hagodah saying that she was divorced. So Mimele, it cannot serve as a Shtachinian until Hittish. This is the big Chiddush by Yoyim. So he says, they go regardless of them, after no slaughter, they not give us a whole another man. So when would you mean, even if the Messiah takes place on our knees, this man is heavy tish. But since this man is heavy tish, and the Eidim assign on it, so the Eidim testify in effect that the Gerush took place only not prior to Heitish. This is what I'm going to say is that the Gerush did not take place prior to Heitish. So Mimele, she cannot be Migoreshes even though she received the get until Heitish. And even if the Baal will say, I want you to be Migoreshes immediately, it has no effect. Because the Agoda Seidim is, in such a case, that the Geirashim did not take place prior to Heitish. Oh, so that's one Heitish. That's a Heitish in Israel. And that's not, and from Tinsus it's Mashma, that this is not peculiar to get. This is a halacha in all stories. In other words, in all story kinyan, according to the Rebbe. So it's a halacha, it's a general principle that applies to all story kinyan. Let's say, shtamatone to, let's say, karka is mikdem ishtam. So if Uve is the nesi, And he executed the shtar that he is makne, so the prince, to Shimon, and the shtar was signed, and nimsar, and all the reason. But if this man is mentioned, the shtar was nichtav, the nechtav, the nimsar, all of the reason topshim alates, but if this man that is mentioned is heif ishre topshim mem, so then, so even though the Shtamatone was Nimsa from the Nesif to the Mikabe and our Benissim Tovshin Lametes, he will not get taken to the Sode until Hei Tishre Tovshin. Because if this man is Hei Tishre Tovshin, so that means that the Agode of the Eder Sinai is that the title changed not before Hei Tishre Tovshin. So the meaning can be Shtapir. It's a very big chiddush, Teisishi. And Teis says, the reed doesn't limit it. The reed doesn't limit it to get. It appears as a general principle. See, a very big chiddush. Now the Rambam also mentions this halacha. So it's the Ramban, and the column that begins the Dibur HaMaskel of which is Hodam Rino Neifach. Hodam Rino Neifach, and Daf Yudzayin. And Daf Yudzayin. On the base. Hodam Rino Neifach. So then he says, V'kach Nireh. I don't want to go over the whole Ramban. V'kach Nireh. Sh'yefshel la'artiro elo mizman ha-get. Va'yiket miyuchem. Dilavchus gite elo min hazman leiter. So he says it's a chisoron krisis. The Ri doesn't mention it's a chisoron krisis. Now let's see the Rosh. Oh, now turn to the Rosh on the second page, paragraph 10. The paragraph of the Dibur HaMaskel of which is inam. The 16th line in the paragraph. Not from the top, but the 16th line in the paragraph. In paragraph 10. So he says, Yishlim al bimucher na baal mafsi peres mishasimi, el mishas hazman hakosodei, she'in iro ligamish beyachshob, dein ze krisis, vatul nosim ol haoter, in agir shechol matshas hazman. The Ri doesn't mention dein ze krisis. The Ramban mentions the same aloche, but lav kruz gittim. And the Rosh also mentions the in the crisis. So it seems that even though the Ri and on one hand and the Ramban and the Rosh on the other, they say the same aloche, but it's different moments. The Ri doesn't emphasize in the kruzgite, in the crisis. So from the Ri it's mashma that it's a general principle. It applies to all Ishtarkin. And why isn't it effective in Ishtarkin until the occurrence of that day that is mentioned in the shtar, because the kinyan of the shtar takes effect as a result of the Hagodes Eidim. If there is a zman in the shtar, so then the Eidim, the Yechsin in effect, testify that the kinyan takes place only as of the day that is mentioned in the shtar. So, according to the Ri, it applies to Shtar Matone also. According to the Ramban and the Rosh, by Mishtamatone we wouldn't say it. It's only by get, because it's a chisoron krisis. What kind of chisoron krisis is it? So we have to say it's a chisoron sfiras lo. Now we saw that one of the asorot rohim is sheiyonei dovor akiris beinei sheiyonei aksav shediyo shol yisiron kiyonei. So there is a loch of sfiras lo. In other words, according to Rav Yude, he has to write in the get with Raise. And if he just writes, according to Rav Yude, so it's not a good get. With Raise, it's not a good get. Because it has, it's a loch of Sphira's glory. It has to be spelled out explicitly. The Ramban Shite in Basra is that a get without chainness is possible with Raise. In other stories, there is no aloha of shames. You don't have to mention the names, but by get, suppose that the Isha has the get in her hand, and so, but it's not mentioned, the name of the husband and the name of the wife not mentioned. We have no doubts who it is. I mean, how does it come to her hand? By her husband? I mean, another husband wouldn't give her a get. So it would be a joke. So still, according to the Ramban, it's bottom of the Raise. Why? Because there is a loch of Sphira's loving. So it has to be spelled out in the get. Who is in these Darashas? Even though, without mentioning the names, so if a certain heretofore married woman, produces the get, so we know to whom it is referring, but it's not spelled out. So it's possible. So Menele, if it's Miucher, so then it's not spelled, so from the get it appears. The Tekir appears that she became divorced, let's say, in Tishre. So maybe it's a chisom in Sfirat Lord. But by other stories, the Kiyan takes effect in it. So even though Teitzves and the Ramban and the Rosh, they all say the same thing, but there seems to be a difference. According to Teitzves, it's a general principle that applies to all Kiyan. And according to Ramban and the Rosh, it's a Aloche Daf Kiyan. Alright, that's one thing. Now, another big chiddush is, but true, that the Gerush is not hal until Heibitish. But Rishlokish says that the Baal becomes the vestige of Geirish as of the Chzime, even though the Isha is not divorced yet. So, the deprivation of Geirish does not depend upon being divorced. According to Rishlokish, the Baal always becomes the vestige of Geirish. Before his wife becomes divorced from him. She becomes divorced upon the Misire, and he becomes divested of Peres as of the Chsime. So Mele, even by Yuchar, granted that by Yuchar, the Geirishin takes place, only he Tishre, but Peres he should lose. So Mele, he get Yuchar should be possible. Because of the laws of Peres. So then, Tesis mentions his second thing. Second Chiddush is not such a big Chiddush. He says, when does Rish Lakish say that as of the Chsime, so the Baal becomes divested of Peres if it's capable of divorcing his wife immediately upon the Chsime? So then it becomes divested of Peres, even though the Misira will take place every year. But he is able to divorce his wife immediately upon the scene. But if for any reason his wife cannot be divorced with this get immediately upon the scene, so Mumele, he doesn't become divested of Peres. Now in this case, where this man is Eibit Tishre, can his wife become divorced with this get immediately after the Chsime? No, he has to wait. In order to become divorced with this get, he has to wait 6 months. Till he Tishre. So the Mele doesn't become divested of Peres immediately upon it. That's the second thing. The way we read Mucher about our spirit, our sin, 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 our So, I'm not a being Rav Shimon, only Gamma Viyana, Rav Shimon Echta, I'll be in Israel, so he doesn't need any Yichsin. So then he has the Kasher. So why is Nichta Viyin, Vinechta Malaylo, a contraction is kosher? Why? Because Kimshinos Nino Vigamash Shimon Peres, as of the Xivay, becomes deprived of the best of Peres. But one can become divested of Peres only if he's holding Gamash Viyin. But if Nichta Viyin and the Xivay took place the next day, So how was he able to be Migarish On the same day, so the answer is, he doesn't need any chesime, he can be megarish with any mission. So the mele, so immediately upon the execution of the get, the chesime of the text of the get, so he is able to be megarish, he doesn't, even without chesime. Urabalon, Abagam the old Tarish Bay, giving the economic call in a malbats appearance until the chesime. אבל כשעסוק עם מסיניין, וישקול, וראו לגרש בי, מפסי תעבל פרס מצסים. So we see here the פשט נרטיס, כדימור את דקת חסם דלת at the end, says that מוקדם, that נכתב ביי, that נכתב ביי, ונכתם בלילו, נכתב ביי, ונכתם בלילו, קונת רבון המספוסו, but if it's עסוק עם מסיניין, so then even a קונת רבון המספוסו. Even according to Rabbanit Kosher, what does it mean? In other words, let's say, suppose you started to write the get before Shkia, and then became involved in writing the get. So this man was written, and the Eidi had no opportunity to sign it before Shkia. So it's Kosher, that's what he was in. For that reason, there is no need to make all kinds of chumres when you write out the ksuve at the wedding. So there are some rabbonim who dafki in this, they resort all chumres. In regard to Shabbos, so they don't wait for Rav Netam Shite. But when it comes to count sphere, so then they are machmer for Rav Netam Shite. In regard to Meloche, in regard to eating Mitzoyim Kippurim, they are not machmer for Rav Netam Shite. But counting sphere, so this is such a terrible thing. You cannot count sphere before 17 minutes subsequent to Shkia. So some rabbonim who are machmir on sphere, who are machmir for 72 minutes on sphere, are also machmir on writing the get. So in other words, that you should put the zman the next day, and that the eidim should sign it 72 minutes after Shkia, all kinds of things. But it's not even necessary, because that's a sukkah b'zinyan. As long, you know, as you started to write before Shkia, and even though it became the sun set and the Eidim didn't sign it yet, so they can sign it even though this man is of the outgoing day. It will not be considered as a move then, because it's Asukim Beisinyin. So Tesis explained why we say that Asukim Beisinyin is kosher even though it's a move then. So according to Rabbanan, Avok is Asukim Beisinyin, the Yishkol, the Holy Garishbein, Mavsi Dabal, Peres Mishasive, Kidoma Likamon. So that's a Chiddush. That the reason is why he get moved there. That is Asukim Beisinyin, Nechtavim, Nechtav Malayim. But it's Asukim Beisinyin is kosher, because for the same reason that Rav Shimon is Matan Nechtavim, Nechtav Malayim, even though it's not Asukim Beisinyin. Why? Because the Baal becomes divested of Peres, says of the Ksive. But the Rabbonim Pasul, because they say that he doesn't become divested of Peres, says of the Ksive. He becomes divested of Peres, says of the Ksive. And since this man is of a previous day, so maybe they will be hefset. They will be hefset. So if Tasukim is Indian, the Rabbonim are made it to Rav Shimon. That in such a case, the Baal becomes divested of Peres, as of the Ksive, even before the Ksive. So Mimele, Nichta Vien, Vinachta Malayo, and it's Asukim Beziniye, so the Rabbon also say that they get this question. Alright. Abu Kishi Asukim Beziniye, Vinchkov, Ol Garashvei, Mala Bapir, Zaksim, Kidom Mekam, Vikosh Levi, Damvin on the Kamon, Omo Lassor, Kisu Get Lish, Tino Chosim Bitrei, Minai, Vieime, Vinoch Mekam, Lassor, Yeime, Tu Vishlo, Kisho Makula, Mishime, Edim Uposo, Vamai, Vare, Yish Nikol, Vare, Holy Garashvei, So in such a case, even the Rabbon of Rav Shimon admit that the Baal becomes divested of Peres as of the Ksive. So true, 8 Eidim have not signed yet, but there is a call, and it's all Garish Bay. So even according to Rabbon, the moment that the first Eidim signed it, so Mimele, there was already a call, so he should become divested of Peres, even though the other Eidim have not signed it yet. V'yishleima, holds man shabal makbi, v'lichos mukulom, in kol achiyach mukulom, oichu asukim, v'ach. Alright. Now, so Tesis Shite is, that the get miuchal is kosher. That the get miuchal is kosher. But it's, when is it effective? Only as of the post-dated day. The post-dated day. So that's why it's kosher. Now, the Shittas HaRambam is, the Shittas HaRambam means that get miuchal is possible. Possible rather. Get שיש שם ביידי, ואין בזמן, אוי שאוי מוקדם, אוי מיוחר, אוי שנכנבים, נחת בלילה של האחר, אף עוד פישה עסוקים בסעניין, אוי כוס הפסה גד בירושלים, ביטור, כוס הגלות, קוראים לו פסולים, whenever the Rambam gives it ראש של פוסל, it means the Rambam, עד שיחתם לו בזמן כסיבוסי, ובמקי כסיבוסי. So she is a Rambam means that get מיוחר is פוסל מרבם. Get מיוחר is פוסל מרבם. That's the Shittas HaRambam. So it's chilek on this. Kosher Rai Betzal, Tov Yimucha, Vikosher Li Nosipe, Velo Yitein Al Yizman Aget, El Medikayim Al Bezdin Begito, Oy Shadosh Lo Beidi, Velo Yizkel Al Yichlo Zman, Muteres Li Nosip Yad, Lefishen Yochel Li Kautel, Veim Rani, Sheichil Esperiseo, Ad Eisi Zman, Veim Gevi Ksivoso, Ad Eisi Zman, Shel Kach Ichre, Uchimi Sheyisno Yimo, Now, so we have three shittes. We have the shitte of Teisves and of the Ramban and of the Rosh that the get miuchar is kosher, but it is kosher and it becomes effective to divorce the woman only as of the later day with rice. But it's kosher. Then we have the shitte of the Ramban that mid rice it is effective immediately upon Yisirek. But the get is possibly come with the Rabbanon. Get me Uche. So it is possibly come with the Rabbanon. Why is it possible with the Rabbanon? So you could say that it's possible, seeing the Rabbanon passings like Rabbi Yechon Mishim Basachin say, Abdachin say, alright, I'm in a contra shlokish also. So then it is possible because of the heads of parents. That's what stays discussion. But the Rabbi passes like Rabbi Yechanan. So mainly in the case of get miuchah, you'll also be able to be mechaper. That will be a shrewd way of protecting yourself, of evading the chiyuv nisim. Because if, let's say, she committed adultery on Choftesoya, and she was Rishish. Then the Baal will hasten the next day after she committed the adultery. So he'll hasten to execute the get, and then he'll put his man of Hei Tishrei Tov Shin Mem, and they'll give it to her. And then when they will testify that a few days ago she committed adultery, so she'll produce the get and she'll say, I was divorced a long time ago. And then you'll see this man, you see there is a discrepancy between this man. But I was divorced before that. I mean, it's not, I have to get my hand, and it's still 6 months off Hei Tishrei. So in other words, it was just postdated by mistake. It was postdated, but I was divorced. I'll avoid that on Bishvat or Tavis, and she'll use that as a riot. You see that there is a discrepancy because I certainly was divorced by this time. I already have it in my hand, and it's still 6 months off this month that is mentioned again. So that means that there was a very extensive discrepancy, variance between the true date and the date mentioned in the get. So they would protect her. Some name because of that. So for the same reason, get new hair has to be possible. That's the Shittas Ram. Alright. So there's the second Shittas. The Raivet is the third Shittas. The Raivet said that the get new hair is kosher, the Raivet says kosher, the Rabbanon, and not as of the later day. but as of the Messiah. In other words, he doesn't say he rejects Tesis Lomdes and he rejects the Ramban and the Rosh Lomdes also. It's not even a Chison Mitzvah's law, because if true that the date mentioned in the get is Heitish Chetov Shimem, but since she holds the get, so the Meile Deidech Sime in effect testify that as of this time she's already in process. When did it begin? That Deidech Sime don't testify. But as of this moment, the Cholapocha, she is already divorced. So the Meile, it's a good shtaki, and there is no Chison increases either. There is no Chison in Sfira's glory. It's considered spelled out. So it's effective immediately upon the Messiah. And it's kosher in the Rabbon. But, Meimer Ani, Sheikh Lestomiseo Adis is man. If it's a Shtam Yucher, so in regard to Pinrays, even though, let's say, if the get was Nichta, the Nechtam, the Nimsa, all of the Nisit of Shimamites, so then she becomes divorced, she's allowed to get married, but the Baal, it's a strange thing, the Baal will be entitled to Pinrays until Heitish Chet of Shimon. So she might get it, she might remarry. She has to wait 3 months anyway. But so after 3 months she'll be allowed to get married, and then so Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz. So in Tammuz she'll be able to get married and have another husband, and until Heitishre, the first husband will be entitled to the parents. Why? So he says she Vein gave Xivos Adis his man, Shalikach Ichre, Uchishimishi Hisno. So it is just as if it's stipulated, in other words, and so it's considered that she was Mechulim to tell the parents, she was Makri in the parents, by agreeing to accept such a get that has imposed it as man. So in effect, she was Mechalasim, the parents. That's, so we have three sheets. So one sheet is the sheet of Tinsvitz, the sheet of the Ramban, the sheet of the Rosh. That they get miucher becomes effective shtakiyin only as of the later zman, and even though the misira took place immediately, so she doesn't become divorced until the later zman, because there is no agresedim. There is no agresedim as yet. There is no agresedim as yet. And then there is the sheet of the Rambam posted in the Rabbanon because of the Shem Yichal of Asachese. So it is with Raisi, it is kosher, it is effective immediately, but with Rabbon it's possible to come back. And then there is a sheet of the Raive that it's kosher with Gamre, with Raisi, with Rabbon, and she can even remarry. But with Gabi Peres, so the Baal is entitled to eat the Peres until the day that is mentioned in the game. Znus lo ishrichem, Peres yus bein vas choy lo ishrich, av loy boy le meim adu shum znus lo ishrichah, dobo yus chisudest. Titlu sheitzulanizim imovi, shimoyotam sulim yashmi bez, vichajino lakhu vedaitei. So, what the Rishvokish mean? That znuz beiri vasroi is lishriach, so it's not shayach to make takonis. Masheinke, znuz without beiri vasroi, that is shriach. And we see the takone of sulanizim imovi is based upon that possibility of znuz. Umistabre bitvei, Ikeli Meichash, Lishemo Tizne, Mirishemo Zonso. So in other words, so that's a raye, that Znus without any Vasroye is considered Shriach. Because over there, so it is. So they point out that it's not part and parcel of the Russian of Tesis. That's a agoy by some other issue who put a certain agoy on the margin, and then it was put in. Because over there in Ksuves, when the Gemara says, that in case that in case immediately after Nisui, so there will be Snus, so Mimele will be able to go to Besdin, so there the possibility that Shoshi is Mishematism. And Mishematism. Mashaikin here, the Tabir Mishaish, so the Shoshi is Shemazons. Now, what do we have to be more Heshish? Shemazons or Shematism? So the Gemara says that for pressing it, Shemo Meisroi Hashino, Shemayomus Hashino. Shemayomus Hashino. Why? Because Shemo Meisroi Hashino, because we rely on Cheskes Chai. But Shemayomus, we don't rely on Chazokim Mikor. So maybe the same principle should apply to Shemazonso versus Shematism. So maybe there is more reason to be Heshish. Shemo Tizne and Shemo Zonso. So in other words, over there we are Heshish, the Chachomim were Heshish because of the possibility of Shemo Tizne. Mashein came here, Rabbi Yechon says, Nus Meshchiche, here it is a Choshe of Shemo Zonso. So Shemo Zonso is very Hashino. So in other words, that is another talent. So the Maram says that is not part and parcel of Tesis Loshin, but that's Agoye. That's Agoye. In other words, the Agoye someone gave a different talents. Tesis Kashi was. How does Mishloki say Znus Lishriche? But there the Gemara says that we are Cheshish for Znus. So Tesis gives a talent because Znus being Vasro Lishriche. So that Agoye gives another talent. Over there it's an Indian of Shemotizne, so that we are Cheshish. But here Mishloki says it's a Choshe Shemazonso. So Shemomeis Loi Chashino, Shemoyomus Chashino. Umistam Yetreke, Umir Hashemotizne, Shemazonso. Then they, so that should really be put in parentheses, it's Agwe. Vei di hoso, afo gab lo ishriach, oso takone di choshu shom itosar olo velomis, vit viseno biisya, avo loche li choshu, im chayus mise, vo imiktole, kid lo ishriach. Now, so, Rabbi Yechon my time lo mafesh lo kish, so, kosova yish bal pira shas misibi, so Rashi says pira yi kutres, hilkach, zman ksiles haget, loy mehane,
Mimdinas Hayam. Now, so what we see from this version of the thesis, and then you'll see it from the version of thesis further. Now, thesis says, "Our getish of thesis liish, our pishenish liimay mishum midin." We call it naboim bezeam. So in other words, because the Gemara has the kashe that we went over the Gemara before Pesach. The Gemara has the kashe gitin omer Rabbi Ravashi naboim bezeam v'michnu v'nisni v'limotatish re ma'uliu chacholim v'dakantom. Omalei Hanikoli Isli. So, what does it mean, Hanikoli Isli? So does that mean that there is no Choshe of Shemel Yechap at all? There is no Choshe of Shemel Yechap. Because it has such a Kayubomo that there is no possibility of Shemel Yechap. Or the Pshat is Hanikoli Isli, but it's not such a Kayubomo. But because, since it has a call, so the mainly it's kosher, even though there is a remote possibility of Shem Yechapu. But, but only because of Igune. If not for Igune, not. What will be left in it? And there is a machlokes l'shem on that. The shita of the Ram is, now, mugdem is possible. Get mugdem is possible. So what does get mugdem mean? Nichta b'yein v'nechta malayim. That is a mukdem in respect to the chsim. In other words, in the chsimes haget, the zman that appears in the get is our nisim, and it's nachtam lailo. Lailo, it's already the second of nisim. So that is a mukdem in the chsim.
because relative to the Ksime it's considered Mubne. There is a discrepancy between the date mentioned in the Get and the time when they signed it.